doers of the word. James chapter 1 verse 22 from Complete Jewish Bible says, don't deceive yourselves by only hearing what the word says, but do it. Dear Heavenly Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one true Most High God, Elohim, Jehovah God, Yahweh, Adonai, Lord Jesus, we come to you, Heavenly Father God, on bended knees, humbly asking you to forgive us for all our sins. Lord God, we pray that you have mercy and grace upon our bodies, minds, souls, and spirits. Lord God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you help us to come to you and asking you, Heavenly Father God, for forgiveness for all our sins. Help us to turn away from all the wicked ways that we have committed against you. Father God, have mercy on us, Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, the one true Most High God who is coming. His kingdom is coming. I pray to you, Heavenly Father God, that you prepare us for your return, the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Help us to live a life that is pleasing to you. Give us your courage and boldness, your Holy Spirit guiding, directing us and educating us and enlightening us and giving us compassion, Lord God, to love the unlovable. Help us to go out and about to help those who don't know you, Lord God, by our lifestyle, Lord, that we live a life that's pleasing in your sight, in your eyes, Lord God. Heavenly Father God, I ask that you bless those ones who don't know you, those who are in habitually premeditated sinning against you and don't know that you love them, that you want that person into your kingdom. Lord, I pray for those ones who are depressed and discouraged, those who have given up on life, Lord God. I pray that you would give them encouragement in the Lord, give them the joy of the Lord that could be their strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. Lord God, I pray that you would give them boldness and give them your anointing and your spirit. Send an angel of God to that person, Lord, to encourage them that they can live a life pleasing to you by your strength and power and by your Holy Spirit. Lord God, I pray that you give us the courage and boldness to read your word daily. Read the Holy Bible so that we can have the understanding and the wisdom and knowledge from you, Father God, to live this life. Lord God, things in the earth are going to get worse as your word, the Bible says it will, before Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, return. Lord God, give us the strength, give us the power from you, Lord God. And also, Lord, give us peace and give us quietness in our soul, knowing that you are in control of everything, Lord God. You're in control of all that's happening on this earth and this universe. And I ask all your blessings, all your mercy, and all your grace, and everything that you provide. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Yeshua Messiah. Amen. The bridegroom is coming. Turn your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 12. Begin reading in verse 14 from the Jewish Study Bible. If you will revere the Lord, worship him, and obey him, and will not flout the Lord's command, if both you and the king who reigns over you will follow the Lord your God, well and good. Verse 15. But if you do not obey the Lord, and you flout the Lord's command, the hand of the Lord will strike you as it did your fathers. We need to be ready for the return of the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. We shall have a thirst after the righteousness of God Almighty, El Shaddai. Let's go to another verse in God's Word, the Holy Bible, Psalm chapter 45, verse 7. Your divine throne is everlasting. Your royal scepter is a scepter of equity. And verse 8, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Rightly has God, your God, chosen to anoint you with oil of gladness over all your peers. This verse says that God's throne is divine and everlasting, and his scepter has equality, no respecter of person. And verse 8 says that we should love righteousness. We should love doing what is right in the sight of God, in his eyes. And we should hate wickedness. And we will be anointed by God, and we have the oil of gladness when we love righteousness and hate wickedness. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 51. This is a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had come to Bathsheba. Beginning in verse 12, fashion a pure heart for me, O God. Create in me a steadfast spirit. Do not cast me out of your presence, or take your Holy Spirit away from me. Let me again rejoice in your help. Let a vigorous spirit sustain me. I will teach transgressors your ways, that sinners may return to you. This is another indication that we love the righteousness of God, that we ask God to give us a pure heart. We ask God to give us a steadfast spirit. We ask God not to leave, not to cast off his presence from us, and not to take his Holy Spirit away from us. We ask that God give us joy so that we can rejoice in his help, and that his vigorous spirit that he gives us will sustain us. After we have come to the Lord, we want to teach transgressors God's ways so that sinners may turn away from sinning against God and turn toward the Lord. Let's go to Psalm chapter 71, verse 16. I come with praise of your mighty acts, O Lord God. I celebrate your benefits, yours alone. We celebrate God's benefits alone. We come to praise God's mighty acts. Turn in your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 45. Verse 9 from the Complete Jewish Bible says, Adonai Elohim says this, Princes of Israel, that should be enough for you. Get rid of violence and looting. Do what is right and just, and stop evicting my people from their land, says Adonai Elohim. God says in his word, the Holy Bible, if we seek first his kingdom, not seek first a job, not seek first a career, not seek first material and money, not seek first family, not seek first something that is not of God, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Righteousness means right standing with God. And when we seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be given to us as well. Turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 1 in verse 17. For in it is revealed how God makes people righteous in his sight. And from beginning to end, it is through trust, as the Tanakh puts it, but the person who is righteous will live his life by trust. We will have trust in God. Turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin rule in your mortal bodies, so that it makes you obey its desires. Verse 13, and do not offer any part of yourselves to sin as an instrument for wickedness. On the contrary, offer yourselves to God as people alive from the dead, and your various parts to God as instruments for righteousness. Our bodies should be living righteousness unto God. Turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 10, verse 3. For since they are unaware of God's way of making people righteous and instead seek to set up their own, they have not submitted themselves to God's way of making people righteous. This verse talks about people who try to set up their own righteousness within their own bodies, without submitting themselves to God. And when we don't submit ourselves to God's way, we cannot help other people learn how to become righteous before God. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made this sinless man be a sin offering on our behalf, so that in union with him, we might fully share in God's righteousness. Turn to Philippians chapter 1, verse 8. God can testify how I long for all of you with the deep affection of the Messiah Yeshua. Verse 9. And this is my prayer, that your love may more and more overflow in fullness of knowledge and depth of discernment. Verse 10. So that you will be able to determine what is best, and thus be pure and without blame for the day of the Messiah. Verse 11. Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Yeshua the Messiah, to the glory and praise of God. Turn in your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning in verse 9. Furthermore, those whose goal is to be rich fall into temptation. They get trapped in many foolish and hurtful ambitions, which plunge them into ruin and destruction. Verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all the evils. Because of this craving, some people have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves to the heart with many pains. Verse 11. But you, as a man of God, flee from these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faithfulness, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Verse 12. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you testified so well to your faith before many witnesses. God says here in his word that we should not pursue a goal to be rich, because that lustful desire, that person will get trapped in many foolish and hurtful ambitions, and they will plunge them into ruin and will be destroyed, because that lust, love of money, is the root of all evils. We should, as the word of God says, pursue righteousness. We should go after righteousness, godliness, faithfulness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. Turn in your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 15. Do all you can to present yourself to God as someone worthy of his approval, as a worker with no need to be ashamed, because he deals straightforwardly with the word of the truth. Verse 16. But keep away from godless babbling, for those who engage in it will only become more ungodly. Verse 17. And their teaching will eat away at people like gangrene. Hymenaeus and Philetus are among these. Verse 18. They have missed the mark as far as the truth is concerned, by saying that our resurrection has already taken place, and they are overturning some people's faith. We must remember, as doers of the word, that we present ourselves to God, someone worthy of his approval. And we are a worker. A doer of the word is a worker of God that needs not to be ashamed, because God deals straightforwardly with the word of truth in us, through us, as we read the word of God by the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. We should keep away from godless babbling, from gossiping and complaining. With those ones who engage in such talk, we should stay away from people like that, not to engage in it, because it will cause that person to become more ungodly. As we prepare, get ready for the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, God's kingdom to come, we need to continue loving our brothers and sisters We should be united because the days are going to get worse. Things happening upon the earth are going to be, it's such devastating matters that people are not going to believe what is going to be happening upon this earth. It's going to be like no other time, as the Bible said, that has ever come.
Psalm chapter 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout unto the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and we are his people, and the flock of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever, and his faithfulness unto all generations. All Butterfly Journey Ministries donations are used to evangelize the word of Adonai Elohim, for teaching and admonishing the body of believers by giving away free Holy Bibles, free Days of Noah newsletters, and free internet gospel teaching on this radio station and on our website. If you are blessed by these Holy Bible teachings from doers of the word, send what you are able for supporting the Kingdom of God focused ministry to Butterfly Journey Ministries, P.O. Box 65326, Orange Park, Florida 32065, or go online to our website at butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Thank you.